Subsistence advocates are celebrating a court decision that reaffirms some of the original tenets of the Katie John subsistence lawsuit that forced federal agencies to identify all waters in Alaska that had ownership interest in and ultimately resulted in the federal government taking over subsistence management on federal lands in Alaska. Since 1997, there has been dual jurisdiction with respect to subsistence fisheries in Alaska. Native American Rights Fund attorney Heather Kendall Miller argued the original Katie John case in front of the Supreme Court. She says this case was a challenge brought by the state that argued the federal identification of waters went way beyond what it should in at least six areas.
Waters that abutted conservation units, waters that run past in-holdings, waters that run out into the marine system where they had to make a determination where does the river end and where does the sea begin. It had several such challenges that were all rejected by the court in this case.
Kendall Miller says Judge Holland ruled against the state but did not go as far as she had hoped. She says they wanted the court to find that the federal government also had ownership interest in waters that ran in between the federal conservation units and in other areas. Kendall Miller says the judge felt constrained by an earlier court ruling but included language in his decision that says the federal government may have such an interest in the future.
He's punted it because he thinks that this is really a question for the appellate court to address, since it was the appellate court that ruled in the first instance that the reserved waters doctrine was the appropriate doctrine to utilize for purposes of identifying the federal government's ownership interest in such waters.
But she says his statement that the federal government may have this right at some point gives her hope for a change to the management system.
And it's a suggestion that in the future, that system may likewise be expanded to additional waters.
Title VIII of the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA, set the policy that mandated a subsistence priority for rural residents in times of shortage. The state was in compliance with that mandate until a court challenge called McDowell found it was unconstitutional under state law because all Alaskans have equal access to state fish and game resources. This prompted the state to be out of compliance, which forced the federal takeover of subsistence management on federal lands. The Katie John case said that management should extend to certain navigable waters as well. Kendall Miller says this case is a vindication because rural priority proponents feel that the federal subsistence management system has been greatly eroded by state influence over the past 8 years.
And that it's very important for the federal government to once again live up to its obligation under Title VIII of ANILCA to protect subsistence fisheries for rural residents.
Kendall Miller says they will appeal on the segment of Holland's decision that suggests the federal government may have a valid interest in expanded jurisdiction in the future. The state subsistence division manager did not return calls for comment by airtime.